case you're curious, it's 81 degrees in Kalamazoo. Some sun, some clouds. There's more clouds than sun the last time I looked out the window. But it's an interesting day anyway, and you've got it right here. This is the shortened version of the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. The time is 4:14, so we're smack dab in the middle of hour number two, where we would normally be anyway. But we've got the opportunity to be with you for a little while today, talking about some different things. We're going to be talking about the conclusion that the government came to on the Bergdahl swap. That news has just come out here just a little while ago. We will discuss that. Also going to discuss, this was an interesting thing. A philosopher brought up his views on abortion, specifically about Down syndrome. And we're going to talk about that as we continue as well. So make sure that you keep it here for the discussion, because we're going to have a lot of fun doing that. Of course, in any discussion that we are having, we would love to have you on board for it. Feel free. Don't hold back. You could give us a call at 877-382-4280. 382-4280 is our number locally, if you'd like to be a part of it that way. Or you could text us 80373 and be a part of the discussion that way as well. Couple of things to bring to your attention in the blog section of the website. Our video of the day and our blog post of the day. The video of the day is former President George W. Bush. He's gotten involved in the Ice Bucket Challenge. And if you have seen this video, you know what I'm talking about. He does things just a little bit differently with the help of former First Lady Laura Bush. You just have to see it if you haven't seen it. And you should see who he issues the challenge to. I will be most interested to see if the person he issues the challenge to accepts that challenge. I have a feeling he probably will. That's all I'm going to say. You'll just have to see the video for yourself. It's also up at our Facebook page. So if you have us in your news feed, you probably are already seeing it. And if you don't have us in your news feed, why not? Go on over there and like us, and you'll be able to do that. Also, blog post of the day. News has come out that, you know what, for those people who signed up for Obamacare, I mean, there's been all sorts of problems. Well, there might end up being another problem. We'll tell you what's involved with that, what all is going to happen with that in the blog post of the day. So check it out for yourself. Obamacare will strike again come tax time. Yeah, you'll just have to check that out. We got the link to that at WKZO.com in the blog section. Of course, it'll show up on Facebook eventually, and you can talk about things there as well. So I hope that you will do that. Well, Richard Dawkins, he is a noted atheist and philosopher, biologist, etc., etc., etc. He is a man who came out at one point and said that fairy tales are bad for kids. Has come out with another interesting comment. This was in a discussion that he was having on Twitter. He was having a discussion back and forth about what was going on in Ireland. There was apparently a story there where a suicidal rape victim was forced to give birth because abortion is illegal in Ireland. And he commented, he says, Ireland is a civilized country except in this one area. He added, you'd think the Roman Catholic Church would have lost all influence. And this was in reference to a story that he posted with that. And someone commented back asking about Down syndrome. They said, 994 human beings with Down syndrome deliberately killed before birth in England and Wales in 2012. Is that civilized? And he says, yes, it's very civilized. These are fetuses diagnosed before they have human feelings. Yikes. Okay, it gets better. It gets better because already there's some people going, what? Come on. And someone says, I honestly don't know what I would do if I were pregnant with a kid with Down syndrome. Real ethical dilemma. Richard Dawkins, noted philosopher, says, Abort it and try again. It would be immoral to bring it into the world if you have the choice. I would imagine there are some people with Down syndrome kids that would disagree with that for a lot of reasons. Of course, he got some further comments. Someone asked him, well, what about people with autism? Where would you draw the line on that? And he says, people on the autism spectrum have a great deal to contribute, maybe even enhanced ability in some respects. Down syndrome is not enhanced. But apparently they don't have anything to contribute, so he's okay with that. And, you know, it's with situations like this. I mean, you go back to the whole idea of, and, you know, the arguments, particularly during election years, that people have over the idea of abortion. People on the side of being against or against abortion, or pro-life, if you will, would tend to say, you know what, life, it's sacred in all forms. It's not something that you should just do away with because it's inconvenient or because, well, Down syndrome, okay, well, we'll do away with that. We'll try again. Yeah. Then on the other side, you don't often hear the argument of convenience, other than you hear the argument of a woman's health. Now, admittedly, pregnancy is a part of what a woman will go through. And there are health impacts, if you were. That said, does one woman's health trump the life of another person? And I think that's the ultimate philosophical question here. And it's the question of whether or not you agree with the idea that all life is sacred, or, well, life really doesn't begin until they get out of there anyway. Otherwise, they're just sort of a corded apparatus, if you will. There's a lot to be argued here. And I think, you know, and I would love to have the discussion. Because I think, you know, there are definite feelings on both sides of the debate that people have on this one. Honestly, I think, you know, for some people that would, they would have somebody that has Down syndrome in their family or know someone, they would say, well, wait a minute. Instead of talking about someone with Down syndrome and, all right, abort before it's too late, that kind of makes it personal. Well, you're talking about fill in the blank with whoever's name it is. In everything that I've seen that has involved Down syndrome people, I have seen that there have been people that are willing to contribute to society. I think back on, and there's a video that's floating out around there. Look it up on YouTube. You'll see what I'm talking about. There's someone with Down syndrome who has opened his own restaurant. And he makes quite a contribution to his community and quite a contribution to his area, just simply by not only opening the restaurant and employing people, but one of the things he does, one of the things that he contributes is he hands out hugs to his customers. I find it kind of interesting. I find it unique. But what do you think about it? 877-382-4280 is the toll-free number. 382-4280 is the local number. Also, you could be a part of the discussion by getting on board with us on our texting. Just go to 80373, text that, and text your comments there, the appropriate comments we share, the inappropriate comments Michael laughs at, as he always does. All right, well, let's head on over to the phones where John is standing by in Kalamazoo. Hi, John, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Well, I just wanted to kind of relay some information. I have a cousin who has Down syndrome, and she's in her 30s now. And about 16 years ago, my wife and I were put into a situation where we went to the doctor's office, and we were pregnant for our fourth child. Mm-hmm. And the doctor said, we've done some blood tests, and we believe that your child has Down syndrome. and we would like to give you some information about possibly aborting the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we took the information. Unfortunately, that this was an appointment that my former wife went to by herself and was given this information without my knowledge until she got home and then presented me with knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We looked over the, you know, the pros and cons. We looked at, you know, the situation that my aunt and uncle have faced for the last 30 years. And we just kind of decided that whatever it was going to be our child. And no matter what the situation was, we were going to raise it and still have the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my daughter is 16 years old, and she's perfectly fine.
Mm.
So I also have a cousin who was given the same information years ago about their child, and they contacted us and specifically talked to us about our situation, and I told them what we kind of believed in and how we felt about the situation, and they ended up also having their baby, and she is a vibrant 5-year-old with no issues.
Mm.
So the community out there of people saying that these tests have came back, which are early blood tests to determine whether your child has some disease,
mm-hmm.
To me can be false. And we just decided to live with whatever God gave us. And my daughter is a beautiful young 16-year-old who's a great member of society.
Okay, and that's such a personal story, and I appreciate you calling in with that, because I think it really adds that personal element to it that I will admit I don't have that. I've never faced that issue, so I appreciate you calling in.
No problem.
All right, and you can call in just like that with your story or your thoughts. Maybe you feel differently. I don't know. We'd love to have your call, 877-382-4280.
For 8 hours a day. Remember, there's a great big world out there.
Really?
There's more to life at WKZO.com.
You can't make it without an education.
This is what people say. I'm all about education. I don't believe in being dumb. But we get people with $220,000 in student loan debt with a PhD in German polka history, and they have no marketable skills.
Don't waste your money.
Dance the Dave Ramsey Polka.
The professor of German polka history.
Weekdays at noon.
Going into debt to get any kind of degree is a dumb idea.
On 590 WKZO.
I'm a good driver. I look for cars. I pay attention. I should have seen the little girl in the crosswalk.
Please, look for pedestrians. Stop for them. Think of the impact you could make. A message from the Federal Highway Administration.
WKZO.com. AccuWeather Forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies for tonight. Muggy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. Low near 70. Clouds and sun tomorrow. Muggy with a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm around in the evening. High 87. Mainly cloudy late tomorrow night, low 68. Clouds and sun Saturday, warm and muggy with a shower and thunderstorm around, high 88. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Frank Strait.
Get AccuWeather anytime at WKZO.com.
degrees. 590 WKZO, it is 428. The Jeremy Lawrence Show continues discussing and debating some comments from noted philosopher and atheist Richard Dawkins. Talking about, this was talking about abortion is how it all started. The idea that there was a suicidal rape victim that was forced to give birth in Ireland. He was upset, said that the church had too much influence there. And then they went back and forth and talked about Down syndrome babies, and he said, go ahead and abort it and try again. It would be immoral to bring it into the world if you have the choice. And I thought it interesting that we just had a caller just a little bit ago that shared the story that they had gotten that diagnosis before birth. They were counseled, well, abortion is an option. And they chose against that, chose life. And come to find out, child didn't have Down syndrome. But it's, you know, so that diagnosis is not foolproof by any stretch of the measure. But even when that diagnosis comes to fruition, you know, you've seen stories of people with Down syndrome that have that impact and have an impact on their families that just absolutely, and I'm going to say turn on their ear, but turn the family on their ear in a good way. I mean, how many families with a Down syndrome child have you seen where they're a lot more loving to one another? They're a lot more plugged in and involved with one another. You know, you've seen it. You know that. And to have that idea, well, they have nothing to contribute. I've seen people with Down syndrome actually, depending on the severity, being able to live relatively normal lives. It does happen. So you wonder about the whole thing of, well, it would be immoral to bring it into the world if you have a choice. Now, this is coming from someone who's an atheist, claiming some ability to make moral or immoral decisions. Which, if you're an atheist, I would think you would say, well, nothing is moral or immoral. I mean, who's that really up to? I know deep thoughts here. I'm sorry. It's coming to me. But, you know, this one bothered me. Because I think when you just sit there and say, well, all right, we'll narrow down this particular segment of the population. You know what? Well, they don't make much of a contribution. So, well, we'll abort. How long until we get to a situation where you decide certain people, because of certain features, are undesirable, so we'll get rid of them? And it sounds like a stretch, but how you get there is steps. We'll continue the discussion with you as we continue ahead here on the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Seventy-nine degrees in Kalamazoo. It's 590 WKZO. The Jeremy Lawrence Show, 436. Just in case you are curious about this, we are looking at radar right now just to see what is going on in terms of storms and that kind of thing. Because you know what? You want to know. You want to know, all right, are we going to see some of this rain they've been talking about? Well, if you look towards the radar, it looks like the answer is, yeah, we're going to get a little something at some point. I don't know how quickly, though.
Well,
it just depends.
Have to see.
But we'll have to see how all that works out. But it's looking like tonight we're going to see, they're saying low around 68, a couple of showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two, which, of course, you know we'll keep an eye on for you. I mean, that's what we do. Of course, tomorrow, we're going to be seeing warm, humid conditions, some clouds, some sun, and maybe even a couple of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow morning as well. So, again, we are going to keep an eye on this stuff for you. And just taking a quick gander at the radar, if you will, right now, we are seeing some rain and that kind of thing in the Kalamazoo area. There is just a little bit of, I'm not going to necessarily say a front because I'm not a weather guy, I don't know. But there is a cell of some rain coming through the area. It doesn't look like anything too strong, but some wet stuff. How about that? And, you know, if you've got plants and you've got them outside, you know they haven't gotten much water lately. So that might not be a bad thing.
Yeah, mine look like they're dying.
You plant stuff, huh?
Well, me and my fiance did. My mom bought me some plants, and so we got some flowers out there.
Oh, okay. All right. See, it's not like me. I have a black thumb. Doesn't matter what I try to grow, even if it's productive. Oh, okay, yeah, we'll grow some tomatoes.
Not working.
That doesn't work. I just, you know, whenever I have plants left in my care, it's not a pretty sight. I don't do well with living plants. I do okay. You know, I've got kids. They eat, they survive, you know, that's fine. I have a cat, she's survived very well for quite some time, but plants, I don't know, I can't do it. I don't know what it is.
I'll probably get my fiance to plant some flowers, you know, once we're married.
Well, for me, I guess I don't grow this stuff. I go to the farmer's market and buy it. That's probably as close as I get to actually growing anything. My wife's trying now, though. So, you know, I don't touch the stuff. If I do, it'll end up dying. I just say, you know what? No. If you want me to water it, tell me exactly when and how much. Otherwise, I will kill it.
Yeah, let somebody else grow it, and then you can reap the benefits from it.
There you go. They'll grow it. I'll eat it.
There you go.
That's my little job here. You know, that's my part in this thing. So we were talking a little bit earlier. We were talking about the abortion issue and some comments that Richard Dawkins had said. This was in regards to saying that Down syndrome, kids with Down syndrome, they have nothing to offer the world. So it is immoral if you bring it into the world, if you have the choice. That's what he'd said. We'll continue talking about that if you like. If you want to be a part of the discussion, feel free to do so. You can give us a call, 877-382-4280. Locally, 382-4280-80373, if you would like to comment and be a part of it via text. I do want to talk a little bit about something that came through today. The feds, this is the Government Accountability Office, reporting on the exchange for Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. This was in the news several weeks ago. This was the exchange that the Obama administration made when they released five Gitmo detainees in exchange for Bo Bergdahl. Well, the Government Accountability Office came to the conclusion that the Department of Defense, under President Barack Obama, violated Section 8111. That's what they're calling it, because they did not notify relevant congressional committees at least 30 days in advance of the transfer. This is something that we'd talked about when this took place. And there were members of Congress that said, no, wait a minute. There was a law that was passed that we were supposed to be notified of this. They also mentioned that because the Department of Defense used appropriated funds to carry out the transfer when no money was available for the purpose, they also violated the Anti-Deficiency Act that prohibits federal agencies from incurring obligations exceeding an amount available in an appropriation. Kind of a fancy way of saying, yeah, they used money they weren't supposed to. So a couple of things there. Now, if you remember at the time, the Obama administration, their response to this was, oops. That was it. That was their response. Oops. Sorry for that oversight. It was an oversight. And then they come along and said, well, you know, we felt like his health was going to be at issue. There was going to be a problem there. We felt like we needed to act, and we didn't have time to wait on that. And, of course, they got him back and found out, all right, no, he was fairly healthy. Interestingly enough. So basically what the Government Accountability Office has come to the point of is that there was a violation of the law there. Now, I am not going to say at this point, well, impeachment. There will be a lot of people that do. But I'll say this. This is an area where Congress needs to do something to say, well, wait a minute. The law has been violated here. This was a law passed by Congress and signed into law, oddly enough, by President Barack Obama. We're going to have to ferret out where in the world this came from, who came up with the idea that this should be done, and either knowingly or unknowingly violated the law, and figure out what kind of response needs to be made to that. I think it should be a slow and deliberate process they go through. I hesitate to go the whole idea of impeachment just simply from this particular angle. I think doing that would tear the country apart. And it would do it in such a way, because there would be people that would claim, well, it's race that motivates that. And I don't think that that's what would motivate it if that's the way they went. But that's what would be claimed. There would be all sorts of things go on in this country because of it. So I think you need to be very careful before you make that step, because there will be claims based on that. The other thing with impeachment is you'd never get it through the Senate right now. That it would never end up getting through the Senate in its present form. Now, who knows what's going to happen with this? But I find it interesting that the Government Accountability Office, and this has pretty well been buried today, in the midst of all the blowback from the video that ISIS released, well, it was early yesterday, and the president responded to, this has been sort of buried. But it is out there. And I think, well, you know, the Bergdahl exchange has not been talked about for a few weeks. It's still out there. And I find it interesting. The government, now looking into this, says, yep, laws were violated. And there was another thing that they talked about. There was some claims from the Obama administration saying, well, you know what? The law is unconstitutional anyway. They were saying, well, you know, it's not our role to determine the constitutionality of laws. See, where the legislation has been passed by Congress and signed by the president, thereby satisfying bicameralism, that means both bodies of government agreed to it, and those requirements in the Constitution, that legislation is entitled to a heavy presumption in favor of constitutionality. Which makes it interesting to see where will we go from here. Just some thoughts. We'll continue on discussing things with you. It is the Jeremy Lawrence Show, and you are listening to 590 WKZO. You want to be a part of the discussion? 877-382-4280. Locally, 382-4280, as we continue ahead. WKZO, the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Got about 10 minutes or so until 5 o'clock rolls around, the end of your workday. And at the end of your workday, we always figure, you know what, you would like to get a little bit of an update on what in the world's been going on all day long. Well, in order to fill you in on that and make sure that we've got everything covered, we've got a little something called the Kalamazoo Afternoon News that we'd like to present to you. It's a rundown of all the different things that have gone on around the world and around the area. Add to it some commentary that we throw in there. Dave Ross is a part of it. Todd Starnes as well. And we just round it out with lots of good stuff. Kim Commando is a part of it, too, with a computer update. It's all sorts of good stuff packed into 1 hour that you'll want to be listening to so that you can be smarter as you head home. So make sure you're listening. We got it covered for you. Also, I wanted to dig into, before we get to the end of the program, wanted to dig into this because I found it interesting. Canadian Transportation Watchdog has sounded off talking about what they call the, you know, those oil trains. Those are the trains that they pack up with all the tar sands oil. And they send them basically down, across the border into the United States and down to where it could be offloaded. And one of the things this watchdog says that, you know, all the failures in equipment on things and the training and oversight, that was what led to a crude oil train derailment that killed 47 people in a town in Quebec last year. It said that the disaster could repeat itself unless regulators and industry take action. Now, you know, I think with all of these trains that are going along with the oil, they say it is a little bit more dangerous to move, particularly on these trains. Because if they do derail, then guess what? You got a pretty serious explosive problem. It's a problem that we've got some sister radio stations out in the Dakotas. They took pictures of this stuff. When it happened the last time, because they had a derailment in that area. Oh, boy. And no one was killed there, but guess what? Property damage and loss of livelihood and certainly loss of product. And for these train companies, yeah, loss of the infrastructure that they need to be able to do the job. That's a problem. It's something that needs to be looked into. Now, you know, they talk about, well, we need to look into this. And there's people saying, yeah, we need to look into this. In fact, we need to ban it. Well, I think I've got a way that would be able to satisfy the needs of people in this. We would make it so that the trains don't have to run anymore. We can make it so that there would be less environmental impact. We can make it safer for people all over the place. We can just make this work out all the way around. And at the same time, have the oil industry be a booming industry.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about,
yeah,
too.
You know where I'm going with this. Yeah. I think there's a prescription that would solve the whole problem and take care of the whole issue. And let me tell you, I mean, this is, I'm no doctor, but I guess I'll give it my prescription here. So on my prescription pad, if I'm filling it out right now and telling you what the solution is to this problem, it is not more government regulation. No, it is not that at all. I think he's right about this. I think industry taking action, and I think industry taking action would be in building a pipeline.
Yeah.
Specifically, the Keystone XL pipeline. Yes, you knew where I was going with it the whole time. I think, you know, because these trains, the one thing with these, with this kind of oil exploration, yes, it is a bit more dangerous. It is a bit more volatile. And that's one of the reasons why they wanted to get this pipeline built. Because it is a way to transport the oil in a more inexpensive way, in a safer way. Because let's face it, you're not going to have these rail cars going along and bumping along the train tracks. And we have seen pictures. We have heard of accidents. We've heard of all sorts of things. What happens to trains? Now, I'm not saying trains are unsafe, not by any means, but occasionally derailments happen. And when they do, I mean, can you imagine? Just imagine if one of these trains is moving right through the center of town. You know the railroad I'm talking about. If it was going right down through town on that railway, just imagine what kind of an impact it would have on this community. Think about that in your own backyard. What would that be like? Chances are you wouldn't be in your backyard, nor would you be in your house. You would have been sent away because there would have been big explosions and all sorts of stuff. Well, with the pipeline, they've already said that it would not have the impact environmentally. And think about that. All right, no explosions. You're not burning this stuff up. You're not burning all this fossil fuel and all that stuff. And you are saving on the whole transportation thing. You're just basically sending it through this pipeline where it needs to go. How is this not a winner?
Sounds like a winner to me.
I guess the thing that has been frustrating to me is watching government officials, specifically with this administration, stalling. They continue to stall. Well, we're going to wait until the environmental report comes out. Yeah, that's it. We're going to wait and see what that's all about. Oh, there's no environmental impact. Well, I'm sure we need to look again just to make certain. You know, it's almost kind of like this whole, are you sure? Are you really sure? Are you really, really sure? Are you really, really, really sure? It goes on and on and on. Because instead of deciding, all right, you know what, let's do this, and you know, I could go through the whole benefits of how many jobs would be created and how much commerce would be taken care of and how oil prices would go down. Because they would. We're talking about the less use of fuel to get this from one place to another. And these trains could be used to transport other things, which could be a good thing, too. I mean, that would bring prices down in those areas because, guess what? More supply. More supply means, okay, prices have to be lowered to meet the current demand. I mean, it's standard business. I guess I wonder if there is no environmental impact and it's safer, it ends up making things work better, business moves and works better. I guess I kind of wonder why are we not doing this? Why are we not building this pipeline? Why were we not doing it 2 years ago? The only thing I can figure is that the administration finds itself in between a rock and a hard place because they realize, well, labor unions are all over this one saying, come on, creates jobs. We want jobs. We love jobs. Jobs, more members of the union. We like this. This is a good thing. But then on the other side, environmentalists just aren't sure. Well, we don't want to do this. We want more solar and wind-powered things, even though their own reports are coming out saying wildlife can sometimes be harmed by solar and wind power. You can't win. You can't win on the left.
There's always going to be some problem with some new technology that comes out.
And I think, you know, it's an issue like this that brings to the fore. They always talk about the Republican Party is split, and it is. But I think this is one of those areas where you could see the Democratic Party split because some of them are going, yeah, let's make this thing. Let's do this. And the others are saying, no, let's not do this. No. I'm a little concerned about that. Now, if you want to be in just to the closing couple of minutes of the program, you can feel free to give us a call at 877-382-4280, 382-4280 locally, or 80373 if you would like to be a part of the program that way. You can get to us via text. Now, I know with this, with the idea of that let's just build this pipeline and get it over with, I know I could be making far too much sense. And maybe that's the problem. Because when this gets into government circles, it never ends up making too much sense, all things considered. So far be it for me to try and make sense of the issue, I guess. So we're going to take a time out for traffic. Do have a traffic report to share. For that, we go over to Michael.
Yes, just got a report in that there's a traffic accident on westbound West Main at 11th Street. So if you're heading through that area, just be cautious. Again, it's a traffic accident and on westbound at West Main Street at 11th Street.
Okay. All right. So We've got that. Also, we do have one cancellation to announce. Tonight's showing of Jurassic Park at Oshtemo Township Park has been canceled. Going to be a little wet.
Yeah.
So that would be a fun one to watch outdoors.
It rains in the movie, too.
Yeah, you know, that. Maybe they should show it in the rain. I don't know. But they're canceling it because of inclement weather. Apparently, the event won't be rescheduled. So, darn.
That's a darn shame.
Man. Love to see that one rescheduled sometime. Going to do it for the program today, but you know what? Tomorrow we're going to get together and do it all over again. 3 until 5 for your Friday. We look forward to it, to being with you. So until then, have yourself a good evening. We'll see you.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.